Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy on location, like we call it in the business, and Garrett behind the glass. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So much fun conversation today about the Michael Penix day in the life of with Brian McFadden that dropped yesterday. Credit to CBS. Brian McFadden did a phenomenal job. I don't know what you guys thought. Michael Penix, not, I don't think, naturally the most talkative person in the world, but them getting lunch at Waffle House and then going grocery shopping at Publix, one of the more intriguing, take two things that are not intriguing at all, and Brian McFadden did a phenomenal job of actually making them intriguing. We're going to talk more about his answer to the question in just a minute of like, hey, if you'd have started earlier, would you have, would you have taken the Falcons to the playoffs? And so I think it's a lot of fun conversation about that. Allie did bring up earlier, and I am getting a lot of tweets about different stuff about this, but Allie brought up earlier that Michael Penix is, I think he's on the right road in terms of his fiance.
Absolutely he is. When they went to Publix and they were doing shopping, Brian asked him, what's your wine? What's your drink that you like? Yeah. He goes, my girl's drink is Cabernet. And he grabbed a bottle, didn't even worry about what his preferences are, and grabbed a bottle for her. And think about this. In the middle of all of this attention on Michael Penix right now, they're engaged. So she's planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And so Olivia is dealing with a lot right now. So him grabbing her a bottle of wine, very, very smart man.
Smooth move. Smooth move. But what was the first thing that Amy had to drink after giving birth to Pork Chop? Did she just dive right back in and say, oh, I need a margarita? No? Okay.
You can't hear me?
No, yeah, I did not.
You said moonshine.
Oh, moonshine.
I was kidding. I was kidding. No, she actually had a glass of wine. Somebody, our neighbors, AB, and shout out my boy AB, it's his birthday today, and Caitlin, they helped watch Sprinkles, and so they had dropped off like a gift card, an Uber Eats gift card or DoorDash one. I don't know which one, DoorDash or whatever. It doesn't matter. And they left two bottles of that Meiomi.
Yeah, oh yeah,
wine.
Good stuff.
Amy's a big fan of the Meiomi, so she had a glass of wine.
I was talking.
Not gonna lie, I got home and had a glass of bourbon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was talking to Steak about this a minute ago out in the bullpen, and he brings up a good point. He's like, dude, there are just certain relationships, and he's pointing to the richer people that he knows. He's like, a lot of those households, like where the dude, where there's like this upper class, like the dude takes pride in like having his wine cellar, and he'll lead the wine thing. He's like, but for most people, middle class, upper middle class, whatever it is, that are drinking wine, you go with what the lady drinks.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up. And it's always a smart move to kind of fall back on that. I thought Steak made a really good point on that. I was like, that's so true, dude. Like, I wouldn't even know what most wines were without my wife. You know what I mean? I would just straight up be like, this red blend looks all right. I think it's from Napa or something, and I would just dive right in on that. So
we've got this thing where we do – and Allie, you might be really good to answer this if we're cheap, but if I'm cheap. But so when we go to the clubhouse, you can take your own bottle of wine, but they do charge you a corking fee.
Of course,
yeah, of course they do.
But it's not very expensive. So I get this, like, I think it's like a Pothic, the red blend. It's like $7.99 at the liquor store. So I grab a bottle of that, and it's great. But Amy, when I went to the store the other day, and I was like, I'm going to get some wine for when we go to the clubhouse for dinner. And she's like, yeah, get Meiomi. And I go, how much is Meiomi? She's like, it's $18 or something. I go, well, if we buy that and then go up there, we're paying more than it would be if we probably just bought the bottle at the clubhouse.
That's a good point.
I go, so what we've got to do is, I go, I'll buy that for you for home. But if we're taking it to the club, we got to use the Apothic, the red blend, because it's now we're saving money.
Yeah, you're like the guy, the dad hack, where the guy goes to Starbucks and just orders the iced coffee, no ice, but then also orders two cups of ice. And he's like,
smart.
Dude, the two cups of ice are just free, and I'm paying $5 for a cold coffee, and then he just splits them between two cups full of ice.
I mean, that's very smart. But also, don't forget about the $2 chuck at Trader Joe's. That's good stuff there.
Touche. Touche.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Did y'all know Dansby Swanson's in a Dairy Queen commercial now?
Yeah, didn't know that. Don't even know where that came from. But nonetheless,
I just looked up and he's on a commercial. I'm like, when did the Dansby Swanson become a commercial guy?
He's got to make some money because they just announced they're having a baby.
I do.
Are they really?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I do want to look. We got to get to this Michael Penix cut about the playoffs, but there is something you just jogged in my memory that somebody tweeted you and I a minute ago, Bo. Our buddy Chance, he says he squishes and flattens his Crystal Burgers and stacks them together. I don't know why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like you're really doing anything. I guess he thinks it tastes better. But I don't know. Yeah. Big buzzer for me. I don't know, man. I'd rather just enjoy a single Crystal Burger.
Do you guys? I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day, I'm not sure if they still do it, but at one point in time, like, Crystals did, like, their version of, like, the Big Mac, where they would do, like, the double Crystal, and it was one sandwich. I used to get those, and then I was like, I think I'll just rather have a sack full.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like that. I love Crystals.
I do, too.
And so, to me, I think they're better when you just eat them individually for some reason.
Sounds right. Like he's trying to save time. Like, it's an efficiency thing.
Just straight up to a triple stack?
Yeah.
The Crystal by my – the closest one to me is, like, an Alpharetta. And, like, dude, it's so unreliable. It's supposed to be 24 hours, and you pull in there, and you can't get anybody to answer at the drive-thru. It's so frustrating. I'm like, I drove all the way up here.
Hey, apparently they got rid of the one in Buckhead.
Oh, no. The one on Peachtree?
I saw it became something else.
No.
And it broke my heart because I can't tell you how many times I'd come home from a Falcons night game working it, and I would swing into the Crystals there.
Yeah, I used to live right by there. The one on Piedmont. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. So we got to get back to this Michael Penix conversation. We've been promising this conversation. If you guys didn't hear it earlier, I want you to hear this cut again. This is Bryant McFadden doing a day in the life of Michael Penix. And one of the questions that jumped out to me watching this, and he put him on the spot. He said, dude, if they had put you at starting quarterback last year earlier in the season, would you guys have gone to the playoffs?
I don't know, man. I just control what I can control, man. Just go out there and be the best me I can each and every day. So I don't know. I can't say that, you know, because it could have been the other way too. So at the end of the day, you know, when my time came, I had to be ready. So.
This is exactly what Bo sounded like the first day we were on the morning shift. You know what I mean? He was just like, look, control what I control. Been producing my buns off, and look, my time's come, so I'm ready to step up in this situation.
I was a little bit angrier. I think I said something like,
about time.
I think I said something like, I was told I don't sound right for this market. I am this market, or some crap like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take up for Penix. I've become good friends with Brian McFadden over the years. He obviously does a lot of stuff with the radio station, and him and I have had literally – hour-long phone conversations about drafts and stuff and players and the foul, all that kind of stuff. I hate the question. I don't think it's a fair question. I think it's a question he thought he had to ask. I don't think it's fair, and I think a guy that played in it, you know, played in the league for as long as he did, I know he understands the predicament he would put Michael Penix in, because the competitor Michael Penix, and, you know, we all – Mike, I know you can talk on this. Like, guys that play in the league, you have confidence. You have to have confidence, or you don't get to make it, especially playing that position, right? And the way Michael Penix throws. Sure, I think deep in his heart, Michael Penix probably should feel that had he been playing, that's the best chance for him to win. That's what a competitor, that's what an alpha, that is what a leader feels like. But whether that's true or not, is one thing, and the way he answered it was the best way possible, and it's unfair for him to be put in that, especially considering as it stands now, Kirk Cousins is going to be sitting next to him in all meetings. He still wants to learn from Kirk. If Kirk is here, he's still going to rely on him, and you would never say the opposite.
Well, and I think this really bodes well for the Falcons' future, because how easy would it have been for Michael to take the bait? But he's not. He's not going to. He could have fed into that ego. I mean, he's at the pinnacle of his career here. Yeah. But he can't answer that question. So I think this bodes well with how he's going to handle situations in the future.
Such a good point, Allie. And I think that we need to keep that in mind, that if he had answered it any other way, it's straight front page news.
Absolutely.
Front page news all over the internet. Like NFL.com. Penix says that if they had put him in earlier, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, we wouldn't have talked about the Hawaiian rolls.
Try to tell you guys. Yeah, we would not be talking about the Hawaiian rolls.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But it's like, it reminds me of Freddie Freeman leaves the Braves. It's opening night, Thursday night, the first game of baseball that year. And because the Braves will come off the World Series. And that morning, Ronald Acuna, not sad, Freddie Freeman's no longer with the Braves. And that's the headline. This huge thing, and you have to read about this, that they had issues. It just creates issues, and if he answers it, I just didn't think it was a fair question. I understand the reasoning, but I didn't think it was a fair question.
Yeah, and I think that I've had to learn in my time in the media, like since I've been done playing, that there is, like, there's a fine line. I think you do guys a service sometimes when you know they're going to answer it the right way, and you kind of put them up to bat. I actually had an issue, and go back with me for just a second. I know we got to get a break. When Tua Tagovailoa comes in at halftime for Jalen Hurts in the national championship game, I hated the fact that they went down and interviewed Jalen Hurts after the game. Like, I was like, why are y'all doing this? The man got benched. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. But I grew to appreciate the fact that they wanted Jalen Hurts to have some FaceTime and to allow him to make all the right comments. And that's exactly what we know at this point that Jalen Hurts is going to be about, is making all the right comments. And I think that's what we're going to know, obviously, in the city of Atlanta about Michael Penix in the near future, man. So it is good stuff. And loved that interview with Brian McFadden, Day in the Life of. If you haven't checked it out, I think it's on CBS Sports and the CBS YouTube channel. We'll try to I'll try to retweet that out later on today at MPJohnson79 or at 929 Morning Shift. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Braves and the Eddie Rosario move and Drake Baldwin and everything else going on last night at Truist Park. We'll also get a Life of Squid.
Dude, I'm all about parties.
Mm.
But a divorce party?
What?
That's different. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.